AI is not permitted. We give you a few minutes. With your permission, Mr. Chairman, may I ask the clerks to distribute a mathematics question?
I hope it's an easy one.
You may use your calculators, or pen rather, it's a pencil. You may use your calculators on your mobile phones, but AI is not permitted. We give you a few minutes to do page one. Page one shows two rectangular containers, X and Y. Ray poured 1/5 of the water from X into Y to fill it completely. Then Sarah poured all the water from Y into X, and 120 cubic centimetres of water overflowed from X. What was the height of X? In the spirit of collaboration, you can consult your neighbours. Across party lines is fine. This problem assesses problem-solving skills by testing how students apply mathematics in less familiar situations. In this case, the overflow of water with real-world applications in future, such as engineering. As you can see, this question is a bit more challenging. And compare this with the question on the next page. This is essentially the same question, but structured, meaning that the question has two parts. A, 2 marks, and then B, 3 marks, versus the first question that dives straight in, 5 marks at one go. Part A, if you look at it, is included to guide students to first find the volume of water in container X, which is the first step to solving the problem. Most students can solve part A, and this is considered easy. Part B is more demanding, because when water was poured back from Y to X, some water overflowed. This assesses students' critical thinking to account for this change. But this is all based on the primary school syllabus and does not require knowledge beyond the syllabus. The difference between the two questions, page 1 and page 2, is clear. And the second question on page 2 that you're looking at was a maths question from PSLE back in 2022. To help our students, challenging questions are often structured with scaffolding to help students attempt them progressively. You can continue working on this. We can cross-reference the answers later.